Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel and Maseches Chagiga. So we previously listed a series of machloksim through the ages that all the different zugim, the five zugim that we had, the five pairs of tanayim that we had, so each of them had a machlokas, and it was the same machlokas in this one issue, whether or not you could do smicha on a korban on the yontif itself. We know that it's, in general, animals are going to be considered muksa. Certainly leaning on an animal would be muksa. So can a person do smicha for the sacrifices? So there's a machlokas every single generation. And one opinion said you could, one opinion said you couldn't. So this continues, until the end, until Shammai and Hillel. And this continues also, we'll see in our Mishnah now, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So in other words, Hillel and Shammai were individual people. Then they had yeshivas. That was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the machlokas continues. So let's see what the Mishnah Gimel has to say. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Mivien Shlomim Ve'in Shomchan Aleihem. We can bring shalom offerings, meaning we can bring the shalom chagiga on yontif itself, but we can't do smicha on it, consistent with Shammai's opinion. Aval lo olas, but we cannot bring ola offerings on yontif. In other words, the olas re'ia, we have to wait until seemingly chalom oed or after yontif to bring the olas re'ia. Beis helom rem, beis helase, what are you talking about? Maybe shalom the olas v'som chen aleim. We can bring shalom, we can bring olas, we can bring the shalom chagiga, we can bring the olas re'ia, and we can even do smich on both of them on yontif itself. That was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet now has the topic of whether or not well, you'll see. Atzeres shechal yos be'erev Shabbos. When Shavuos falls on a Friday, so what's going to happen? So again, according to Beis Shammai, so they can't do the bringing of the korban on Shavuos on Friday, and then Shabbos comes. They can't do it on Shabbos. So what are you going to do? So again, Atzeres shechal yos be'erev Shabbos. When Shavuos falls on a Friday, excuse me. Beis Shammai omrim yom tovoach achar Shabbos. Beis Shammai say that the day of slaughtering the olas ha-re'iyah that you can't bring on yontif, so that has to come after Shabbos on Sunday. So in other words, not on Shavuos, not on Shabbos, but the day after on Sunday. Beis Hillel omrim ein yom tovoach achar Shabbos. Beis Hillel said, what are you talking about? You don't need to do the slaughtering on Sunday, because you can do it on Shavuos itself on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. Umodim shim chalios b'Shabbos yom tovoach achar Shabbos. However, Beis Hillel agreed that if Shavuos did fall on Shabbos, then the day of Shechita would be after Shabbos, would be on Sunday. It seems like we're talking about the Ola and the Chagiga again, because this is Shabbos, so you can't do any slaughtering on it that would not be specifically necessary. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes, in Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bechilav Mutar and Behesped Betanis, that a Kohen Gadol, even though they're going to be bringing sacrifices, karbanos, on that Sunday, so they think, oh, it's like a Yontif, so we say, because there's a concern that the Sadducees used to believe that Shavuos always falls on Sunday, Mimachras Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. As a result, because of that specific idea, so there's a special dispensation that the Kohen Gadol specifically should not be wearing the festival clothes. They should not be, you people are allowed to give eulogies, you're allowed to fast on this day, even though you are doing something yontif oriented because you're bringing the karbanos. Nonetheless, the Kohen Gadol and people can do these things. Shalom Kayim Divrei Ha'umrin Atzeres Achar Shabbos. Though we don't support the people who say that Shavuos always falls after Shabbos. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. For now, we'll stop right here.